Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, families and friends. God, I thank God for each and every one of you. Like I always say, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Listen, first, I want to take this moment to just give a shout out to my wife. Amen. First Lady Leticia Spencer and I. God bless you all. Amen. Saints of God, I'm just geared up. I'm fired up because of God and what He how He's releasing. I'm telling you right now, He's answering a lot of your prayers. He's answering a lot of your prayers. And the thing about it is, saints of God, we got to understand how God answers a lot of things. One thing about God, He's not a God just for stuff. He just want to give it. And never know how the value of what you don't receive. Amen. He always gives you information. Give the information. Then once you get the information, you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to execute the information He gave you. Amen. For you could begin to see the blessings that He has for you. And I know that He got many blessings for you all. He released information left and right, front to back, for going to continue to take you and advance you into the realm, into the place where you need to go. Some of you just going to be better individuals. You're just going to be individuals that you say, you know what, I'm taking the authority of my life. I'm taking authority of my mind. I'm taking authority of everything that it is around me. And I know that many of you ready to take authority. Listen, I just want to send a shout out to our friends and families up there in our international waters. I thank God for them as well. I thank God for our international listener, our international followers. United Kingdom, we thank God for you. Norway, you know, you coming in strong. We thank God for you. We also praying for you over there in the United Kingdom. Germany, amen. We thank God for you, France. We thank God, South Africa. We thank God. And we just thank God for all our international partners and listeners that follow us consistently and faithfully all the time. It is a blessing that you do so. Listen, we also want to thank God for our listeners right here in the United States of America, California, Nevada, Oregon. We thank God for you all, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Missouri, South Carolina, Virginia. We thank God for all you all as well, New York and Pennsylvania. We thank God for you all. And we just thank God for all our listeners and all our followers that follow us and listening to us on a consistent basis. You just made this broadcast. You made us your internet, your social media, church family. Amen. And we do not take it lightly. That's why we love to come here and we love to pour out. And we thank God for you all just tuning in. It depends on where you at in the world right now. And if you're on the East Coast, some of us, we're in the morning time. Some of you all I'll probably be late in the morning time. Some of you all, if you over there in South Africa, I think right about now it might be 1 o'clock in the afternoon over there. Amen. So wherever you at in the world, we thank God for you all. We embrace you. It doesn't matter what timing that you receive information, but the problem is, as long as you receive it, that's all that matters. As long as you receive information and what God has for you, that it doesn't matter what time it comes, long as it is coming. Amen. So we just give honor to Christ. And I'm telling you, let's keep moving. We want to send our birthday shout out to our very own minister, Let Monica. We thank God for her. We've been celebrating. I'm telling you, like First Lady tells you, you go ahead and celebrate your birthday. You're going to, this year, your whole month. This is your whole month for your birthday. Amen. Amen. And everyone that has a birthday in the month of August, we thank God for you all. We bless God and welcome another year. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I don't want to hold up too much time. I want to go ahead and get ready, but we could go ahead and get this prayer, lay down this foundation, keep trailing on the top of this water where God having us trail us on, for we can see a change to happen in our life. Amen. That change to happen. In order for that change to take place, our mindset has to come into a whole new place, for we can begin to see a whole nother area. Amen. For we can keep enhancing the things of God. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good morning. Good morning unto you.
Good morning to you, Apostle Al. So on this blessed Wednesday morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you first. just giving, thanking you for being the head of my life. I give you honor and all in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God, on this blessed Wednesday morning, God. Just thanking you for another day's journey, God. Thank you for breathing down on us one more time, giving us life. Pikodoboshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We call out your name this morning. Thank you once more, Hodoboshe, God. How you healed and protected us out last night, God. You didn't let anything come in and hurt or harm us, God. So we rest in your peace like never before, God. So we say thank you in spite of all, God. Oh, God, this morning I give you honor, Hodoboshe, God, to my husband, Deacon Joe. I give honor to you, Hodoboshe, son of Hodoboshe. I give honor to Pastor Smith and First Pastor-elect Barbara Smith this morning. I give honor to you, Apostle, and First Lady Apostle, and everyone in ADM ministry this morning. God, I thank you, God. I thank you because your cup is running over this morning, God. I thank you because your peace, God, that are dying within us this morning. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for liberty this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator for us this morning, God. We thank you for being a heart fixer this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out, be the Lobo Show once more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for ordering our footsteps, Hodobo Shika, the way that you will have them in the mighty name of Jesus, Ikodobo Shika. We lift up every child that it is all over the world, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, the Lobo Shika, in their going and their coming in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. How we love you, Lobo Shika. We magnify your name, God, Lobo Shika. With everything within us, God. Oh, hallelujah this morning. Yadaboshe, God. Have your way. Have your way this morning. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. But we realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know we can do all things through you, Christ, that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Yadaboshe, God. Oh, God, we speak on the most side in the atmosphere today, God. Everyone is weak. Yadaboshe, they are strong in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak strong strength this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Hodoboshe, God. We thank you for we are here in the mighty name of Jesus. Hodoboshe, your word said we are here, and that's what it is in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every leader that it is this morning, female and male, Hodoboshe, God. Let them stay up on the wall, Hodoboshe, God. Don't let them come down, because we realize we need them, Hodoboshe. We need them in this last and evil day to consummate, pull off the two credible shape on their lips of clay, and then let us hear the word of God over us, son of God. Let us hide it in our heart that we made that stand in the Lord of Hosts before him in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to lay before you, Lord, God. Call on the name of Jesus like never before, God. Oh, God, we realize this morning, God, it ain't what we see, how to walk, son of God. We don't go by what we see, God, but we go by faith in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. We lift up that heart. The one that's homeless this morning, the one that's walking the street, he called him out, son of God. We pray, God, that you make a way out of no way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to cry out for the unfortunate, oh, say, God, and unfortunate that we are this morning, God. Oh, we need to thank you this morning. We need to begin to get up and shake ourselves and look at us, son of God, and start looking at our situation, knowing that how you're working every situation out in the mighty name of Jesus. We got to realize somebody laying on the flicker of that bed can't move, can't speak out of those son of those heart. Oh, God, that's enough to let us know how you're still moving. You're still hearing out of our son of those heart. You're still making ways out of no way. You're still working miracles out of those son of those heart. We thank you, Lord. We realize, God, you're the same God that you were yesterday and forevermore, God. In the name of Jesus, God, how we thank you this morning, God. In the name of our son of the oh, God, he is think almost like that. God, we lift up our family members this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to talk on them. Save, deliver, and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace out of us, son of the in the name of Jesus, God. Just breathe on all of us this morning, God. All over the world, out of us, son of the world. Whatever our situation is, God, wherever they may be, God, oh, God, let us know that it is well in our soul this morning.
our way. Let us keep on marching. Help us, son of God. Keep our eyes stayed on you, God, and our minds on you, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning. How we thank you, God. We thank you for speaking of us and your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you. We thank you, God. Without you, God, we couldn't do nothing, God. Somebody just need a taxi, God, from you, God. A touch this morning. Somebody beckons against you. Wow, God, let them stay there, God, until they see your salvation move in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray for everything, God. Even the sins that we make it not happen. Let us wait on you, God. Sometimes it might seem like it's a long time, but it's not for the most part, God. So we thank you, God, for every situation that we're in, God. But we realize, God, that you will bring us out. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, I ask that you go into the high rafters, God, today. We pray, God, that you make a way for those who come. Shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God, that we lift up every spiritual mother that it is today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Supply every need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her continue to pour out the wisdom that you have poured into her in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Let us continue to pray, God. Like never before, until we see something break, we thought about some of the most. Let us speak like never before, God. Let us rise back, our shoulders, God, and open our mouths, God, that you have gave us, God, and let your power flow, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, yes, Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus, I speak in the heavenly high, my son, oh, God. Peace, I say, be still, animal, son of the most high. We bind the number, son of every trouble can come, every trouble come, it can't come, it go by, son of it has to go, in the name of Jesus this morning, animal, God. We thank you, animal, shit, God. We thank you for all things, God. Let us begin to get up and shake ourselves and be into the good of most, to glorify your name, in the name of Jesus, God, because you didn't have to do today, animal, son. Now, it's time for us to rise from our circumstances, God. Let us begin to encourage ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, out of most, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning. How we thank you this morning, out of most, God. We thank you, God. Oh, we see you moving, God. We see you moving like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. I lift up every chest and family that it is, God, of our Sunday this morning. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you feel like never before, God. That you deliver, God, of our Sunday, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize ain't nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we in the most, God. Thank you this morning. I lift up the Wings family, God, of our Sunday to you, God. I pray, God, that you break every generation trust in the wing coming. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you begin to speak of us right now. Oh, yes, the Lord, save like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, we thank you, God. We lift up Pastor Smith, God, and that Barbara Smith family, how the most honorable, God. We pray, God, that you continue to little more shake up. They hear from the sound of their head to the soul of their feet, little more shake up, and meet their every needs in the mighty name of Jesus. Little more shake up. We thank you, God, for pouring your love, huh? Giving us love, little more shake. The love that we've never felt before, huh? Nothing, little more shake up, but that old gubby love in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We can love in spite of all, huh? And love is the most son of the heart. We can love no matter what comes our way, God. And the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. So we say, God, have your way. Have your way this morning, God. These things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus this morning, we pray. Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah this morning.
Oh, somebody just come on and just bless him first thing this morning. I dare that many of you that is listening all over the world, you listening right now, I dare you to begin to take control of this morning. You begin to take authority of this morning. I dare you to begin to declare and decree that this morning
is going to get ready to produce a blessing for you today. This morning is going to get ready to produce a healing from you today. This morning is going to get ready to produce a miracle for you this day. Every plan and every decision that's supposed to go your way in favor your way today, it is going to go in favor your way. This morning, we take authority in the name of Jesus, and we begin to release prophecies, my God, in today atmosphere in the name of Jesus that's going to bring forth what God said it's going to be and what it is. This morning, we are going to rejoice and be glad in the Lord our God. Amen. I dare you to begin to just worship Him and just magnify His holy name, because He is worthy to be praised. And I thank God that He is worthy to be praised. And I know that many of you right now, this morning, you've got to claim something. You need to go ahead and claim. Yeah, you might woke up this morning. Your body might be rocking with pain. We don't acknowledge the aches in our body. What we acknowledge that we are healed. Some of you probably woke up this morning and you got finances on your mind because you need to pay some bill. We ain't worrying about, we are not acknowledging lack this morning. We are acknowledging that the favor and the blessings of the Lord is going to come and take me down this morning. It's going to overtake me. What I need to sustain today is going to find me. It's going to find my location. It's going to find where I'm at. And I'm going to be able to do what I need to do. My God Almighty, I dare you begin to speak positive in the atmosphere. Don't acknowledge what is lack. Don't acknowledge what is hurting. Don't acknowledge the stress. Don't acknowledge the worry from yesterday. But today, we're going to give thanks unto the Lord. Today, we're going to acknowledge our blessing. Today, we take the control of our healing. Today, we take a control of anybody we come in contact with, their attitude, their demonic decision, their demonic outlook. We are taking control, and we are going to, my God, walk and do what the Lord told us to do. Today, we shall run and not faint, and we shall see the blessings of the Lord come into our life. If you believe it, I don't care where you at in the world, what you're doing, you need to shout and give God an amen, hallelujah, because today is the last time I wake up in the morning and I speak my issues, I speak my problems, I speak what's hurting me, I speak what's frustrating me, I speak what makes me upset, I speak what I don't like. Today is the last day I shall be given to get up in the morning and speak kingdom principle. And kingdom principle is I am more than a conqueror. I am healed. I am blessed. I am a walking miracle. I am my God Almighty. King, I feel the Holy Lord. Kingdom principle, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Kingdom principle, my God Almighty. God is my provider. Today He gonna provide for me. Today He gonna provide for my home. Kingdom principle, I might not have a job when I woke up this morning, but today I'm getting my job. I'm getting what is due to me. I am getting my God. My finances gonna come back into my life. My walk finna get back walking correct. I'm finna have my swag back. I'm finna turn up for the Lord, and I'm not turning down no more. Kingdom principle, I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. I will not get discouraged today. I will not get defeated today. I will not go into my own emotions today. I will not play into my weakness today. I will not allow that boss or supervisor that get on my nerves to get on my nerves today. I will overcome all issues, even if the issue got something to do with me. I will overcome them issues in the name of Jesus, because I am a kingdom individual ready to walk in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are. You are. Tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Today
morning.
I declare and I decree the last time that you have a mindset of mentality that you, my God, are mine, that you acknowledge your situation, that what you're going through,
yes,
the issues that you're dealing with, my God, what you are trying to overcome, I declare and I decree that this is the last morning that you will release any negative words before your positive words. Y'all better hear me. I declare and decree you will give any acknowledgement to the things that God said you put a praise on, to the things that God said you put prayer on it, to the things that God says you give it to me. I declare and I decree that this is your last morning. You shall start off your morning, your every day, speaking in the atmosphere what it needs to happen. If you need finances, this is the morning when you get up and say in the name of Jesus, the finances that is due to me and that is coming to me in the name of Jesus, let it come. I lose my finances through the day. I lose whoever holding it up through the day. And God, whoever supposed to release my finances, whoever supposed to, my God of mine, release what's due to me today. Today I'm speaking kingdom prayer from a kingdom position. It shall be loose today. Whatever I need, because you said it in your word that you supply my every need, that today it shall be loose. If I got an ache in my body, my body got a problem, today when I go to the doctor gonna find out what is wrong. They are not gonna misdiagnose me. They will not misdiagnose the situation, and we will come up with a plan for we can rule out every issue, for I can be made whole again to walk in the will of God. Today, is anybody ready for kingdom prayer? This is kingdom prayer right here. I'm not talking about superstition. I'm not talking about something that is made up. This is my what is due to me. This is my right. This is what God said that I'm going to do for you. And you got to put a prayer on. I'm not going to scratch on it. I'm not going to worry about it. But I'm going to speak it in the atmosphere. I am a blessed child of God. I am. And whatever is due to me, it needs to be released. If it's food, it needs to be released. If it's clothes, it needs to be released. If it's finances, it needs to be released. If it's peace, it needs to be released. If it's joy, it needs to be released in the name of Jesus. And we are not going to speak it over and over again, because our words are powerful and our words are anointed. We release it in the atmosphere that it needs to be released in the name of Jesus. Some of you need to go ahead and speak it and say, it needs to be released. My healing today, it needs to be released. My finance today, it needs to be released. My joy today, it needs to be released. In the name of Jesus, I will not, in the name of Jesus, you will not to allow somebody predict your joy, to predict your peace, to predict your happiness. You shall be an individual that take control of other people's joy and happiness for the better, not for the worse. You shall be the individual that brings a change to the atmosphere regardless of what's going on. Your presence going to bring a change. Your presence going to rim demons. Your presence, my God Almighty, going to call individuals coming to the direct alignment with God by your presence, because you are anointed, you are appointed, and you are a child of the Most High.
Yes,
of the Most High. Of the Most High. I feel the Holy Ghost, my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to touch on this just right quick. To position, to operate in kingdom prayer, and not a prayer that is level with the demonic enemy, and not in a prayer to where we give the enemy information, for the enemy could use this information and cause an attack throughout today that cause our day not to be into a place to where everything is going smooth, but everything is just coming at you. Because we give the enemy information. We give the enemy first acknowledgement. When we wake up in the morning and we begin to acknowledge the different things that is wrong with us, acknowledge the different things our body is aching, acknowledge the different things that is we woke up stressed out and want God to fix, we basically giving the enemy the first play of our life. We give him the first play of our day, first play of our mood. And you notice that a lot of things, it doesn't turn around, it just make it worse. When you wake up with stress, you got to believe something else is coming. Something in the morning in position in our rightful authority place. And our rightful authority place is on high. Our rightful authority place is in the kingdom of God. Our rightful authority place is positioned above, my God Almighty, everything that is upon our feet. Therefore, I wake up in the morning acknowledging my rightful authority place. And my rightful authority place as a son and a daughter of the Most High. That's who I wake up acknowledging. God, I thank you and I bless you for another day. And anything that is petitioned or anything that needs to be unknown, I put positivity on it, not negativity, because I'm not to the same level with any spirit. You're not at the same level with any spirit. I don't need to wrestle with no spirit. Amen. Because we on different levels. Yeah. It's possible, as I shared with yesterday, that if it's impossible, if somebody is something trying to wrestle with you, they have to be on the same level with you, or you got to get on the same level with them. If you are in an airplane and the individual are in a car, how in the world that y'all going to have physical wrestling matches? How in the world that you're going to have physical arguments? You won't be able to argue. You won't be able to fight. Why? Because you are high lifted up. You are soaring in the place of the airplane, in the altitude. You are high lifted up. And everything that is below you, it becomes small. It becomes small. That's why so many small issues that is made big because you're on the same level with it. Until you begin to come off the ground and begin to soar into the place with your prayer, with your worship, with your seeking God, when you position yourself in a proper place where you can operate the fruits and the character of God, yeah. Amen, you're going to begin to see everything like it's big. And that's why God said it in his word, it's nothing too hard for me. It's nothing too hard for God. Why? Because his position is high, lifted up. Everything that he looks from the realm of the heaven, the realm from the kingdom, it is small. It is small. That's why you say that is a small thing. It's not a big thing. It is a small thing. And what makes it a big thing? Because we on the same level. What makes it a difficult thing? Because we on the same level with it. You as a saint of God and as a child and a daughter of the Most High to be on the same level. Amen. So it therefore that means any problem that comes up into your life, anything that comes up into your way, amen, it's a small thing. Why? Because they might be on that plain level, like that oak saying, I shall not go down and eat with the chickens. I shall soar as an eagle. So in other words, yes, I'm going to stay up in the altitude, and I'm not going to allow something that is small to worry or frustrate in me. When you listen, when you are walking with God and you're living the best, you're living your best and you're giving all according to the information that you receive in your life and you're trying to apply it, you've got to believe you are an individual that sits up high. You don't have anything to worry about, even if your information are incorrect and your execution are incorrect. God will still cover you. That's where grace will come in, and that's where mercy will come in there. Because God's going to cover you until he gives you the right information. He gives you the right knowledge for you to continue to soar in your life. Amen. So position yourself on high. Position yourself to where you speaking two things, my God Almighty. You're not having an argument. You just telling my healing. No, you coming today. This is the day for my healing. Amen. You telling your finances, you need a big month. No, you coming today. This is the day for my finances. This is the day where my peace is going to be restored. This is the day where things going to be taken care of that God designed to be. this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Y'all better hear me this morning. And be glad in it. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because I am positioned. You are positioned where? High. You are positioned high. If gossip become big issues to you because you're on the same level with gossip, if being lied on become a big issue to you because you're on the same level being lied on, being disrespect become a big issue with you because you are on the same level with disrespect. So therefore, you begin to get into some altercation. Your feelings begin to get into a place. You begin to have some feelings. You be ready to quit. You've been ready to throw in the towel. You'll be ready to give up because you in a realm or you in a place where you don't have no business being in. You supposed to be in a place where you are the man. You supposed to be in a place to where instead of us quoting that saying, we live that saying. And that saying is, I am more than a conqueror. If I'm more than a conqueror, I am positioned high. I am a giant into everything else, but a son and a daughter to the, y'all hear me this morning. Let me, anything that comes, I am positioned high. If you're not positioned high, it's going to begin to overtake you. It's going to begin to consume you. You're going to have a problem with listening to God. When I'm in the presence of God, why should I have a problem with releasing something to God? Because God is already there. I'm already in his presence. I'm already in his will. So therefore, I don't have no problem releasing something to God. Watch this. If you had to return something back to Walmart, it's going to be very difficult to return something back to Walmart if you're not there in Walmart, if you're not in the building, if you're not in the place. It's very difficult to return or release something that you didn't want or it's not working or you can't handle no more because it's just not, it's a factory defect. It's going to be very difficult to take that back to Walmart if you're not in Walmart. So you're going to have to catch a ride or you have to get in your car. You have to travel, drive down to Walmart to their place. They're not coming to you. You got to go to it. Y'all hear me this morning. And once you get into that place, you go to the proper place to release it. Well, the same thing with the Spirit of God. If you want to release something and if you're carrying it something this morning that you need to release or you need to learn how to release, the first thing you need to go to the place where you need to release it at. Y'all hear me? And that is heaven. That is the kingdom of God. And once you begin to release it, my God Almighty, then you're going to find out it wasn't meant for you in the first place. That was some, my God, that was for something else. Therefore, that's why God said, cast your cares upon me. Other words, what you have, in order to cast your cares upon God, you have to be in the presence of God. Y'all hear me this morning. You have to be in the presence of God. It's not for the mailman, UPS. It's not for my God Almighty. It's not for any delivery company to deliver your package for you. You got to go and deliver your package for yourself. So therefore, I pray and I declare and decree as we have that mentality, baby, you need to pray for me. I'm going to touch and agree with you, but you need to go to the bank yourself. You need to, y'all about to hear me this morning. You need to go to the place where you need to release that package because you got the receipt. Your name is on that package. And when I try to release it without the receipt or without the proper information, they're going to reject me and they're going to tell me I can't take it. Y'all hear me? You go to the place for yourself and begin to release the package, to release whatever stressing you, holding you. Because why? You are positioned. You are positioned in heaven. So therefore, you don't have no problems or releasing what's due to God. If you got a problem, it's because you eye level with it. And we got to get off this level, playing level, to where in our minds we are lifted up. But in actuality, in the spirit, we are still eye level with demonic forces that causing us to have mind battles. You have a mind battle, it's because your ear has to be to theirs. Their mouth has to be to your ears. Y'all hear me? And it calls different mind battles in the spirit. But if you high lift it up, how can you hear what they got to say? How can you hear?
Now,
when I'm in an airplane, I cannot hear anything that what somebody got to say in any store. In my, y'all about to hear me on their phone line.
home, I cannot hear anything. Because one of the rules when you fly, you need to turn your phone off or put it on airplane mode. You got to hear me. Because all communication is shut off. Because in this atmosphere that we're soaring in, only communication is going to be conducted. It's communication pertaining to where we are going, where we are heading at, what we are enduring, where we are soaring. No other communication will be talked about, will be discussed until you get on the ground. But guess what, saints of God? I'm glad to tell you, you don't have to come off the, you don't have to get on the ground. Long as you are lifted up, you can stay lifted up. And you don't have to allow anything to put you, I feel the Holy Ghost, I feel a revival just happening in my spirit just then. You don't have to allow anything to put you on the ground. You could stay up in the air, in prayer, in worship, in different things. You could stay up because the moment you get on the ground, that's the moment you're going to start dealing with issues. That's the moment where your problem is going to begin to look like they're going to overtake you. Everything look big now. My God, one minute it looked this small because you're high. Next minute it's just so big because you're on the ground. You hear me? I don't care how big a tree is. You put me up in the air, that tree going to look like everything is. It's going to look like everything is level, everything is just covered, everything is just small. I declare and decree this morning that you ain't going to care how big your issue, because you're going to be so high up in the spirit, you're going to be positioned in the kingdom, your prayer life, your worship, your outlook, your perception, going to be positioned in a place where high lifted up, somebody could call you with information, it ain't going to bother you. You could begin to face different things. It's not going to bother you.
Hallelujah.
That can happen to you. It won't bother you because you too far high up and look to wrestle with any devil, to wrestle with any problem. Because when you in the presence of the will of the Lord, my God, my Bible said, cast my cares. And therefore, I'm able to cast my cares unto the Lord. My God, I want to share this with you, and I got to go. My God, we just don't have enough time, but I love it that God gives you new kingdom information that's going to keep you soaring and keep you going into the place of your new life. The kingdom, watch this. I want you to understand this. The kingdom of heaven is a way of life, a way of mindset, a paradigm, a perspective, a perception, a set of principles to live by, a quality of life. Y'all hear me? It's a way of life, a mindset, paradigm, a perspective, a principle to live by, principles to live by, a quality of life, a quality of life, a set of principles to live by, a way of life, a mindset. You got to live. God says, I come to live and not die. You got to make up in your mind that I come to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I'm telling you, your mindset got to be changed, because at the end of the day, it's nothing too hard for God. It might be hard for you, but it's not hard for God. That's why we can begin to look at situations and we can say, man, this is hard. This is difficult. You absolutely right, because if it's in your hands, it's too hard for you. But when it gets in God's hand, it's nothing too hard for God. I'm here to tell you this morning that it's nothing too hard for God. Listen to benefits that when you begin to operate in the kingdom, operate from that position where you are high. You ain't allowing nothing to bother you, come down 2 feet into it. You're not being eye level with problems, situations, circumstances. You're not getting into your own emotions and your own issues and causing things to move you from point A to point B. You ain't having an outlook that everybody against you. Everybody got a problem. This person got a problem. You don't got none of that. You could go to work and you could smile in the biggest devil face, because that big devil is not bothering you. And you won't sit there and say, I plead the blood, put them all on a chair, put them all on a computer, put them all in their clothes, touching them, put them all on your hands, because you already possess the oil within you. You ain't worrying about that because you high lifted up. Y'all about to hear me. And as you be high lifted up, my Bible, my God, the word tells me he's going to begin to draw things unto you. You better believe that when you operating into the things of God and you operating in here and in the position, in the realm that you're supposed to be operating in, You are guaranteed to have this benefit. Healing, divine help, deliverance, prosperity. Y'all about to hear me? Success, honor, gentleness, empowerment. My God, you'll be able to make sound decisions, my God, and you'll be able to walk into your destiny. You'll be able to move into your destiny. Y'all hear me this morning? And I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree that you're going to begin to walk in the experience of the blessings of God, the benefits of God, which that is healing, divine help, deliverance, prosperity, success, honor, greatness, empowerment, direction, and destiny. Y'all hear me? In destiny, and you're going to begin to move, and you're going to begin to operate and see what God done placed inside of you. Develop, my God, begin to bring on the proper manifestation because you are positioned right. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are positioned right. Because I'm positioned, it brings on unnecessary warfare, and it calls our minds to be in unnecessary places. Because if we are level with certain things, it calls the certain things to have some influence over us. And it calls the influence begin to cause the wrong emotions. Let's begin to put even scripture. We'll begin to use and have our outlook on scriptures on a verse according to the level that we are identical with. Somebody that on a level that they wrestling with a spirit all the time, every scripture that they're going to be able to look at, they're going to be taming to the enemy or some things, demonic spirits to release or something to fight with the spirit. A person that has bitterness in their heart and they just got a problem with people, every time they look at a scripture, that's going to be breaking down to them something pertaining to a person. Something that the scripture is saying about a person, about a people, and they will never take the information for themselves. They will never see the scripture for themselves because they are playing on a level that is not in the place of the kingdom, not in the place of heaven. A person that allow people to get on their nerves and katan and allow them to influence you is because you're on the same level. You are not in a place to where you're high and lifted up. You're not in that airplane. You're on a level with them. And that's why they could be able to move and trigger certain areas about you. But when you are high and lifted up, you have this thing. You remember when we first got saved, when you first got saved, and you could feel the power of God just over you, and he must now, the Spirit of God just come resting on you, and somebody could come and say something to you, look at you, suck their teeth, and all you say, baby, God bless you. I love you. You could say that because why? You're in a place of a proper attitude or a proper realm in the Spirit. Imagine you begin to practice to live your life in that realm. Live your life. Casting your cares will be easy. Because the simple fact, you cannot cast nothing to God if you're not positioned in that place. Many of us, we thinking that because I said, God, I give it to you. No, you need to be there. You need to be in Walmart to send it back. You got to go there to send it back. Same thing with God. You need to be positioned to be able to release. Amen. I declare and I decree that we're going to begin to position our prayer life, our mindset, the way we see things in the proper realm, in the proper place with God. I declare and I decree we're going to begin to value the things of God. And valuing the things of God is also dealing with time. We got to value time. We got to value days. We got to value weeks. Because if we wasteful in our time and we don't handle time properly, time going to be the one that also can reject you from the place of your opportunity. What are you saying about that, Pastor? If you have to be at an appointment at 10 o'clock and you show up at 11 o'clock, guess what? You still showed up. Even though you was late, you still showed up. But because of time and because of time was strictly in order for you to make your appointment and your appointment had to be made at that time, that time had to reject you. It couldn't take you in because you missed your appointment. When you respect time, it doesn't matter what opportunities come into your life. You're going to begin to seize opportunities. You're going to begin to seize the things that God has for you because you are respecting the things that God has for you. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
We're going to finish this, and we're going to keep going. We got our very own tonight at 7 o'clock. Please come on back. Our very own Mother Helen, she's going to be back on tonight. And you know how she do. She got a drive-by. She got a sit-down. However she do, she got the wisdom that she really impart into others. So very excited about that. Always remember, when a movement going on and you are connected to, that is the most important time of your day. It's not what you're able to do. It's not what you that you need to do, responsibility and all that. It's like we'll put everything else to the side other than. It doesn't matter what I have going on today or in my life. My most important time is right now at 7 a.m. and also it's going to be at 7 p.m. Somehow, if I'm not able to be on, you better believe, thank God for technology, I can tune in. And you got to start making the things of God and the things of that God set around, the information, people that is pouring out, your very important time of the day. Why? Because at the end of the day, when everybody turns it down, when my jobs are shut down on you, don't close stuff on you, if the government ever say, I need to stop, we're giving out Social Security checks, we're taking that away. Who do you have to depend on? It's God. So why not make that the important time of my day instead of making everything else the important time of my day? Doctors can misguide us, but God will always get us correct. Doctors can do things to where it's not bringing you the proper healing that you need and cause things to be worse than what it is. But God always correct, because he's the healer. Why not? To make my time that I'm connected with my family, my church family, to commune the most important time or the important hour of my day. Because he is our provider, he is our healer. God bless you all. I'll see you all. Not hope, I'm going to take that out. I will see you tonight, and you will bring others and tell them to come on, for they could get their new perspective, for they could begin to reign up high, and they could begin to soar into the Spirit of God and see what God is trying to tell them all these years and the promises that it will come to pass. God bless you. ADM Ministry, Pastor Temple, Mr. Spencer, and our very own Pastor Smith and Pastor Lex Smith. We keep them up in prayer. We'll be hearing for them soon. God bless you. Tune everyone you. We'll see you tonight. God bless you.